KSL's top story this hour, the power is back on for tens of thousands of people in Salt Lake, Davis, and Tooele counties.
But gusty winds could cause more problems today. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest, Mary.
Amanda, Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Paul Murphy says they only know right now that a transmission line went down, but they don't know why yet.
We had 62,000 customers out, and we worked all night long trying to get everybody back on.
The outages lasted more than 6 hours for some areas of West Valley, Magna, South Salt Lake, North Salt Lake, Bountiful, and Centerville, and a pole fire in Tooele caused an outage there. The electricity should all be restored now, but like we've been saying in traffic on the 9, some intersections coming back on are flashing red, and anyone still in the dark should call the power company. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, Rocky Mountain Power is trying to find the cause of more than 60,000 power outages overnight in Salt Lake and Davis counties.
And with gusty winds expected today, there could be more problems later on. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest, Mary.
Amanda, Rocky Mountain Power says it was a transmission interruption, but they aren't exactly sure why yet. 62,000 customers lost power in several cities, including the company spokesman, Paul Murphy.
And we're back on, including me. I'm personally affected by this power outage.
So he says he's grateful for the hard work of crews for all those hours they put in overnight. Downtown was dark. Centerville to Magna flickered and sputtered. A pole fire in Tooele caused the outage there. Anyone still in the dark should call the power company. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.